For many years, he was thought to be someone completely different. But he does seem, on the balance of opinion, to be Cardinal Pietro Foscari, who died in 1485. He was the nephew of Doge Francesco Foscari, the longest-serving, longest-reigning Doge in Venice. Many people know Francesco Foscari because Byron wrote a play about him, The Two Foscari, about the Doge and his son, and then Verdi turned it into an opera, I Due Foscari. Francesco here was the ecclesiastical representative of the family, and the Doge wanted to get, if not a son, then a nephew, into a high position in the church. The Doge's sons died off, and so he had to turn to a nephew, and that's where Pietro came in. And Pietro was given charge of the Basilica of San Marco in Venice. He was primicerio. But then the Venetian state said, we want a cardinal, we want a representative at the, in the closest councils of the Pope.
Vogliamo un nostro cardinale vicino al Papa.
Vogliamo un nostro cardinale vicino al Papa.
And they said, Pietro Foscari is the man, he is a loyal Venetian. He's the real thing.
Pietro Foscari vogliamo.
Pietro Foscari vogliamo. Un veneziano leale. Fatelo cardinale. Vogliamo un Papa veneziano.
So they said to the Pope, who was also a Venetian, Paul II, make him a cardinal. And Paul said, yes, I will, but I'll keep it secret.
Sì, lo farò, ma deve essere un segreto.
Was all kept a pretty open secret. Anyway, the Pope died, and this man here was not admitted to the conclave to elect the next Pope. The Venetians had spent 6 years trying to get this man recognised. Poor Pietro Foscari, he keeps being misunderstood and neglected there. And of course, in death, he has been ignored once more because he had a chapel built for himself over there beside the high altar. And when he died in 1485 at Viterbo, he was indeed brought back here and buried in his own chapel. Century, another family came along and they said, we'd like this chapel for ourselves. So they brought in Caravaggio to decorate it for them, and they turfed Pietro Foscari out. His effigy has been on its travels ever since. So it's now not attached to a wall like all the other tombs around here. It's just on a metal stand. And I've found it in a number of different chapels in this church over the years. This is a man who was ignored in life and ignored in death as well.